Welcome back to Potomac Highlands Today. I'm your host, Amanda Mangan. On the line with me is Daniel Taylor Newman with Allegheny Commercial Real Estate. And you've got a new report that you just published that kind of breaks some of the common stereotypes that folks have about income in Allegheny County.
Well, Amanda, it's a psychographic profile of the area. It's analysis of the retail trade area. So in that, we segmented the income into smaller demographic slices. And it shows that over 1,000 locals have an income of over $200,000 in the area, which is, you know, something you might not think about just, you know, at a cursory glance.
And like you said, that's kind of a surprise, right, to a lot of
folks?
Yes,
it's somewhat of a surprise. It's, you know, it's higher than one would expect. We chose to highlight that statistic to emphasize to everyone that just looking at the median income and population levels in the area doesn't tell the whole story about the potential for enterprise to come into the area, you know, be that retail service, restaurants, or larger enterprises.
Because like you said, just looking at those median numbers, you can get kind of a not so great picture of what's really going on, right?
Yes, that's entirely true. You know, when you look at the median numbers for the area, we don't meet the demographic requirements that a lot of national retailers put in place when they're looking at putting, you know, a new restaurant in the area, a new clothing store. But when you segment it and you look at, you know, these demographic groupings from, you know, income level, say, you know, 40 to 60,000, you know, you'll find a much higher density of consumers for the product than you would just looking at the median. You know, in this area, there's a lot of people on the very low end of the income spectrum, which drags down the median and obscures the fact that you have a lot more people than you would, you know, presume in those groupings that are interested in your product.
And that's the thing. Those stats can be somewhat misleading, too, especially
yes.
when it comes to the average age of folks in the area.
Yes. The area certainly does skew older again, but, you know, that being said, you know, when you look at the performance of a lot of the retailers in the area, the restaurants in LaVale, they do a lot better than one would assume just looking at those medians. And that's really what we're trying to do with this report, is making it available to everyone and anyone who's trying to attract, you know, businesses to the area or considering, you know, a concept they might have, to be able to look at that and see, okay, my consumer profiles that I'm targeting, you know, there's actually enough of them in the area to support this business.
And this is something you're familiar with, right? I mean, this is obviously,
yes.
This info is something that's important to you.
Yes, it absolutely is. We at Allegheny Commercial Real Estate, you know, we represent commercial property owners in the retail space to find tenants. So that's everyone from some of the local retail plazas and centers in the area. You know, we reach out and try and market their space to the potential tenants, right down to, you know, building owners in downtown Cumberland on the Mall. So yes, this is worthwhile to us as a marketing tool, trying to attract businesses and make the case for our location here. But we also want to share it with the community and hope that other people can leverage in similar ways.
Because that's the thing, is folks get kind of mired down in certain statistics, but don't realize just what a gem this area is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, also when you talk about even just the straight up, you know, median incomes for the area, yes, they're low, but you should also take into account the lower cost of living. You know, the report shows that, especially in terms of Maryland has a much higher cost of living index number than the national average. I believe it's something on the order of 113 versus 100 for the national average. Allegheny County has an 86. So what that translates into is when you're looking at a median income across the country and it says 50,000, someone here is making 50,000. Take that and look at the whole country, one average. Their purchasing power is more like someone at just any random spot at 63,000.
Anything else about this report that you want to get out there for folks?
I think the main takeaways really are when you're when you're analyzing an area, its potential, don't get caught up in medians. Don't get caught up in what the perception and word of mouth is. It always pays to dig a little deeper and really tease out those surprising points. And if anyone is interested in reviewing the entire report, we have it up on our website at AlleghenyCommercialRealEstate.com/insights. There they can download it. And if they have any questions, they can contact us at contact@acreoffice.com.
And then you all have a really exciting new venture too, right?
Yes. Yes, we do. We are also going to be opening Acre Co-working. So Acre Co-working is somewhat of a companion business to Allegheny Commercial Real Estate, hence Allegheny Commercial Real Estate, Acre Co-working. Acre Co-working is a shared office community where people can rent desk space. And really, the idea, it's an office where people who wouldn't be in that shared office context, say a telecommuter, entrepreneur, small business, startup, they want that place to network and be productive outside of the home, but they don't want to, invest in a large office space. It doesn't make sense for, a sole proprietor, telecommuter to do that. But what we're hoping to do is give these people, a sense of place, be able to delineate their home life from their work life, and just really add value to what everyone else is doing in the space. And really, it's about being around people with similar goals to you. You can feed off of that energy. And that's really what we're going for in after co-working.
And obviously, you decided to make an investment in Cumberland, Allegheny County. Why?
Yes. Well, we really just saw a great deal of potential in the area. Coming from myself, Adelaide, Australia, the area, you can tell just from the enthusiasm a lot of people in the area have that there's great potential. And, when you come here and you see the place, it's got so much going for it, in terms of, just natural beauty, the people, and there's just so much to build upon in the area. And we really feel like Acre Co-working just sort of fits a niche to try and develop a lot more small business in the area and to liven up the downtown. Yeah. And we really, the reason we did the investment, is to contribute. Obviously, aside from return on investment on our part, we're really trying to build the pie in the area, sort of create more business that in turn might feed into Allegheny Commercial Real Estate.
Because it's rising the tide for all boats, right?
Yes, exactly. That's what we're hoping to do.
Definitely.
Is really be a resource to the community with Acre Co-working. Yeah, and we are going to be opening on the 9th of July. We're going to be having a opening party from 1 to 4 p.m., and we really encourage everyone to come out and check it out. We're really happy with what we've done with the space. We started with a shell of a building. People can check that out on our Facebook page, facebook.com/AcreCoworking. We have a lot of pictures up, how we got it, all the work we've done. We're really pleased with how it turned out and just want it to be used as much as possible. And we really hope people can come out, check it out, and spread the word to their friends who might be interested in such a thing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to do this interview, Amanda.
Again, that's Daniel Taylor Newman with Allegheny Commercial Real Estate and Acre Co-working. You can find out more on their website at AlleghenyCommercialRealEstate.com.